Harry Cohn. You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of James, summing up this nine-week series here today, yesterday, and today, and tomorrow. Sorry if I've offended anyone out there with this message from hearing it again on the radio. I know perhaps I could have offended some of my charismatic brothers out there. No offense intended, but that's what's playing here this week here, looking at, looking at some hot spots here and some sensitive buttons here when it comes to healing and guaranteed healing and praying if it be your will before you do something or don't do something. So it's sort of a hotbed of controversy, some of the things here in this text. And certainly from hearing my preaching about it today, you'll know where I stand on it. So, well, where I stand on it is that man is not sovereign, but God is. I guess you're going to hear my excitable way of explaining that today, but ultimately in my calm way here in the intro, I'll explain to you that man is not sovereign. God is the one that's sovereign. You and I, we cannot declare how long we're going to live. We cannot declare where we're going to go and how long we're going to go. And James says that you ought to pray, if it's the Lord's will, I'll do this or that. Now, sometimes some Christians are mocked for praying that way or for healing when they pray, if it be your will. I know there's a lot of controversy at that as well. Some people don't want you to pray if it be your will. Well, you're not sovereign over your sickness. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. Let me say it again. You are not sovereign over sickness, because there's more than one reason a person can be sick. That's another program in its own right. Here is part two. Now, this will air today and tomorrow, part two of the message, James chapter 5, the rest of the story.
I've heard it before. They say that the Christian that says, if it be your will, these are faith-destroying words. Well, I say to that, again, no, they're not. These are words the Bible instructs us to use, because you don't know if you're going to make it home today. Not to mention live long enough to plan a vacation 6 months from now. And Christians who pray for healing are following the correct method of praying when they say, if it be your will. Do you know why? Because you're not sovereign. That's why. God is. He decides. Have anyone here ever met a Christian who's died before? It's so simple, a child can understand it. You don't have the authority to command someone's healing. Jesus said to his disciples in the garden, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:38. Church, you need to pray like Jesus said. Thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Now let's cut to the chase here. God is sovereign, you are not. When you pray about something or someone, when you're uncertain about it, pray, may it be done according to your will. That's the biblical way to pray. Look at what else James says in response to this. James 4:15. He says, for you ought to say, if the Lord wills, look at what he says. If the Lord will, we shall live. Even living, he says. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. And what rejoicing or boasting would that be? You declaring where you're going tomorrow. As if you were in charge of anything. Verse 17. Funny. Starts with the word therefore after all that. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Ha, there's number 10 of interesting things. To him who knows to do good but doesn't do it, to him or her it is sin. Yikes, who can escape this? Isn't the word of God great, church? Just when you think you're doing okay and you walk into Ireland, what happens today? Pastor Paul hits you over the head with a sledgehammer. But yet, that wasn't my words that I read to you. Those were James's words. And yet, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, rebuke, instruction, correction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be proficient in all things. All of scripture is given by inspiration of God. Holy Spirit wrote this book too. But talk about getting crowned. Now in chapter 5, James is going to condemn the rich with the shout, go ye now, ye rich, weep and howl. Chapter 5, verse 1, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl. I love this book. Weep and howl. Man, this guy pulled no punches, huh? Weep and howl for your miseries that'll come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered. The rust of them will be a witness against you, and it'll eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped up treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who has reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Now that is the New Testament rendition of the Lord of hosts. Only time you find that in the New Testament. Verse 5, ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just. He does not resist you. All right, now James is not condemning rich people. He's condemning rich people who mistreat others and who use their riches to hurt the poor and less fortunate. As our saying today would be, if the shoe fits, right? If you're convicted by this, then he's talking to you. Okay, let's see. Who's up next in James's way? Up next is a commandment to be patient. And then he gives us some biblical examples of patience. Verse 7. It says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, a husbandman, or farmer, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, a judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them blessed which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, or outcome, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all these things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, nor by any oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. All right, so James commands us not to ever take an oath, but to let our yes be yes and our no, no. Meaning, let's just keep our word regarding our promises and something that we said we would do, do it, right? Or else. Now, this word condemnation, once again, just like chapter 3, is better translated, lest we fall into judgment. Judgment for not keeping our promises? Yes. Judgment for not keeping our promises. The Lord Jesus said this, Matthew 12:36. But I say to you that every idle word men shall speak, they will give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. Think back, too, about how it used to be in the old days with giving your word. So different than today, isn't it? I'm a big Three Stooges fan. I love to laugh. And I read somewhere that for 30 consecutive years, their new contract with Columbia was to shake hands with the president of Columbia, Harry Cohn. That was it. Mo Howard and Harry Cohn shook hands. That's like a time gone by, isn't it? They just don't do it that way anymore. You just can't trust people anymore. Maybe lying is just so stylish today, but that's the way it used to be. Your yes was yes and your no was no. And a person kept their word because there was honor in keeping your word, right? Next up, are there any sick brothers in the house? Verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, boy, is this verse misused. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. Notice how sin is involved in this text. What this is not is some guarantee that any sick person that you pour Wesson oil on is going to get up and dance the old soft shoe. Listen to me here. This is a sickness that is brought on by sin, is what this is talking about. And I have to look for another understanding, because if it's not true, it's not what it means. Everyone you anoint with oil doesn't get up and walk around. So either the Bible's not true or it means something else.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.